initially filed a lawsuit under the pseudonym John Doe, accusing a senior colleague, Lorna Hajdini, of repeated sexual coercion.
She would say things like, quote, remember this, I bet your little Asian fish head wife doesn't have these cannons. How did this guy get this job? He can't write English, just basic English. He can't spell. He wasn't able to cover his tracks. The J.P. Morgan story, okay, it's hilarious for a multitude of reasons. But this really is the story of H-1Bs and a broken system. I don't think that we are at the point where it can be reformed. I think we need to scrap it completely, the system that we have, and create an entirely new system in its place. Does that mean we get rid of... Yeah, that means we re-examine all H-1Bs. The default is gone, and you have to prove yourself. I think it's far too broken beyond repair. You let me know what you think. So this was the sexual harassment story that you probably heard. It was an Indian man. He was not identified initially, and he basically just revealed his personal fantasies. You know, let's hit the song first, Tool Man.
All right.
He was an Indian man who accused a very attractive white woman in a position of management of basically making him her brown boy sex slave. These were the words. And of course, here's the thing. When I first read this story, I go, okay, a white woman, she's pretty. An Indian man, I don't need to see anymore to know this is not true. I drew a conclusion immediately, but it didn't turn out as the Jeet expected.
He was a Jeet.
Yeah, false sexual assault claims. Any job is a woman's job.
Yes, exactly right.
It can happen to you too.
Yeah.
So for those of you who missed it, there have been some updates, but here's a funny newscast about it. They have to treat it as though it's a serious story.
A former male employee of J.P. Morgan Chase has accused a female senior executive.
Of course they blurred his face.
That the bank says are completely without merit after an internal investigation. At the center of this case is a man identified by multiple media reports as Chirayu Rana, a 35-year-old former J.P. Morgan employee. He initially filed a lawsuit under the pseudonym John Doe, accusing a senior colleague, Lorna Hajdini, of repeated sexual coercion.
From Memphis.
The complaint highlights his identity as an Indian and a brown professional.
Brown professional, what?
We work for UPS.
Harassment and coercion.
Yep, so now we know who the guy is. Chaudhryu. Chaudhryu. Yeah, that's that's just...
Okay, fine.
You thought it'd be Dalsham.
He's not stretched.
So 35 years old, comes from a pretty wealthy family. They live in a $1.7 million home. By the way, the lawsuit has since been withdrawn. Since 2014, he has had at least eight employers.
That's not great.
And zero girlfriends.
Yeah, and then there was a new report that he actually was looking at his previous job, asking AI how to draft up a sexual assault lawsuit against a company.
Yeah, just switched out names and stuff.
By the way, the best, just hear it from Vivek, the best and brightest. We don't have enough smart Americans to do these jobs. These guys are the best. And I know this guy's American. I get it, but...
Yeah. He looks like Indian Dick Dastardly.
Yes, he does.
Pop a mustache and a hat on that guy.
So he originally, he alleged that this J.P. Morgan executive had called him, quote, her little brown boy, her little Arab boy toy. I was like, well, that's not something that a woman would say sexily.
Yeah.
Ever.
A white woman is not, like, there is no 50 Shades of Arab boy toy.
He's not Arab, though, right? He's Indian?
No, he overreached because none of this is believable. First off, that she would sexually assault him. But then I'm pretty up to speed on racial epithets, to be clear. This one was new to me. He said that she made him her sex slave, and she would say things like, quote, remember this, I bet your little Asian fish head wife doesn't have these cannons, referring to her breasts. It's like, well, of course that did not happen. Of course this lady did not say your Asian fish head wife doesn't have these cannons.
If she did, she sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, she sounds...
Like, I saw the picture and I saw the headline, I was like, this chick's pretty cool.
Yeah.
No wonder she has that job.
Now, to be fair, as it relates to the, quote, fish head wife, she may have had a point.
Is that lingerie?
It's lingerie in the bath.
Billy Bass has never seen it so good.
She also said that the lady, or sorry, he also said that the lady drugged him with both roofies and boner pills.
Was that to cover his need to take boner pills?
Like, well, it's just the idea because
yeah, he can't get hard. Yeah. He's like, no, I love my wife, my fishhead wife. I love her. No.
Right. Yeah. I bet you there's a part of this where his wife found out he not with this woman was probably cheating on her. And he was like, no, it's my boss. She drugged me with boner pills. And I didn't even, it's a medication.
I didn't want it.
He called you a fishhead. Roofies, boner pills, threatened his bonus, even though he didn't actually work under her. We now know.
Well, that sucks.
And this was what he wrote to the chatbot, right, to the AI chatbot. He actually searched this. And here's the thing. He was born here in the States, as I understand
it. Yeah.
Still can't write English.
No, that's our bad.
I was raped, sexually assaulted.
Assaulted.
Both words are wrong.
Yeah. Retard alert.
Harassed and forced to do drugs by my former boss at Morgan Stanley.
Drugs?
HR conducted an investigation, but they ultimately made me sign a separation agreement.
What?
Now, here's the thing. This is funny, and it's obviously untrue, and I'm glad that this, you know, that this woman, that her name seems to be cleared. The problem is you'll still have people who believe this. You'll still have people out there who believe this for a long time, and that's a really crappy thing to have to live with. But how did this guy get this job? He can't write English, just basic English. He can't spell. He wasn't able to cover his tracks. He doesn't have a high enough IQ to make a story believable. Like, immediately, everyone knew it was fake. Nobody was horrified. We were all laughing.
Yeah.
And this is what we see. This is the problem with H-1Bs. And you guys let me know. You know, you comment below and talk with some other people here, because the H-1B issue is a real problem in tech, and I think it's one that's overlooked. That's one where you can definitely say the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, they're basically one and the same.
Yeah.
No one is doing enough about this. And when you hear people in the Republican Party saying, well, we need them. We do not. They're better than Americans. They are not. This is a scam. A lot of the degrees are fraudulent. We've gone through that. There are basically giant placement firms. It's a racket where they take something off the top. People come here to this country, then they get all of their family over here. And the ethnic nepotism that takes place, if you get to the point where there's a certain percentage, we don't know the exact crossover. I'll give you some case studies where their H-1Bs are Indian. They are the most racist people on the planet as it relates to hiring. It really is a problem. They will force out white Americans because you are a white American, to be clear.
Or black Americans, too.
Yeah, actually, they get it worse.
Okay, you do it, Josh.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you guys doing?
Electroshock therapy.
Oh, obviously, but why?
To wake us up, of course.
Yeah, and to get amped, we got a show to do.
You don't have to do this, okay? You don't have to do this. There are better.
Think gay thoughts. I hear electroshock is good for gay thoughts.
No. Stop. Listen, guys. There are better ways to wake yourselves up, okay? Okay?
Good point, Gerald. We forgot to wet the sponge. The electrical.
Stop whatever in the green mile you're doing right now and just try blackout coffee. You know the guys that you worked with to make the strange animal blend? Ring a bell?
Why don't I remember that?
One guess. Here.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let me try.
Yeah.
You take these.
Okay. Abba's green.
Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Crowder. Use the promo code Crowder for 20% off your first order and try the new exclusive Strange Animal Brew. Yes, I chose the beans. It is the blend that we drink here exclusively, and now I'm making it available to you. So American workers, just to be clear, two times as likely to lose their jobs compared to Indians. Three times higher if you're a black or Hispanic American. If you look at one of the biggest vendors, Cognizant, here in Texas, from 2013 to 2020, two-thirds of their United States-based employees are from India.
Whoa.
So you're twice, three times as likely to lose your job. And you've seen these memes kind of going around. Now, they're not coming from an actual study, but anecdotally, there are a lot of case studies. And it seems to be that if you reach the threshold of about 30%, that your company will be 70% Indian or H-1Bs in a very short period of time, or if you get Indian H-1Bs in a position of management. It's well known. Comment below, anyone who works in the industry.
Same thing about apartment complexes.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
If they're in management there, or if they're in the leasing department,
mm-hmm.
immediately.
Walt Disney, 250 IT workers were replaced by foreign Indian workers in 90 days. Jeez. 90 days, just it accelerated. They were forced to train their replacements themselves. It's like digging your own professional grave, or you get no severance package. Let's look at Southern California Edison. 400 to 500 IT workers were replaced by foreign Indians in 8 months. Now, this does matter because the American employee salaries were about $110,000 a year.
Yeah.
The replacements, 65.
Ah.
The best and brightest. Is that it? Or is it that they're cheaper? And this is what happens. It's kind of like people who maybe hire someone to do landscaping. And they know that they're not legal. But they just go, yeah, driver's license, good enough for me, right? You've checked the box. If you run a company, you're running a giant company. This is really it's a form of corporate welfare. Where they can go, okay, I know it would look bad if I hire someone with no qualifications. But the truth is, this job probably isn't that difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to look like I've hired someone with a degree who's qualified. Oh, they got a degree from a university in India? Okay, good enough. They're the most qualified, and they just happen to be $40,000 to $50,000 less expensive.
Right.
They're happy to look the other way.
Yeah, the H-1B thing is not the best and brightest thing. If we need the best and brightest, there are other mechanisms to bring those people in. This is just a scam right now.
Yeah.
Completely shut it down.
Well, here's another one. Cloudera, last week the DOJ sued. And this is a multi-multi-billion-dollar tech company, by the way, for discriminating against Americans. And here's something that was going on, or at least what's being alleged, that they built fake email addresses that bounced every single American applicant.
What?
And the jobs were already reserved for foreign visa workers. In other words, again, it's a front. It's like, hey, let's keep up the appearance that we looked for American workers, but there were none available. And what's the talking point you hear? Well, we don't have the talent pool in the United States. It's not true. It's not accurate. It's that these people are cheaper. In many cases, they don't even have an actual college degree or training. JP Morgan, let's look at that. The HR department includes people like, I can't even pronounce
it. Let me try.
Karyam Sette.
Karyam Sette Chrysoprasus. That sounds like the binomial nomenclature for a dinosaur.
Yeah, those are fossils.
Krishna Kishore is the associate recruiter. So the HR recruiter, Karyam Sette Chrysoprasus. I'm doing my best. That's the recruiter. Then the associate recruiter is Krishna. Then Anvesh Kumar is a talent acquisition consultant. Anushka Chakraborty is the HR specialist. Avantika Patak is the HR specialist. So what do you think happens when you bring these people in? If you don't believe me, do me a favor. Go on X and just find your way in down the rabbit hole that is Indian X, Indian social media. The racial supremacy from these people is something that defies reason to you as an American. It is entirely, and by the way, they're awful to each other because they still come from a caste system.
Yeah.
They hate darker Indians more than you would think between an American white person and black person, the discrimination. It is just assumed that you are subhuman. These people come here, they bring their culture here, they bring their same values here, usually a lack of any, in comparison to the United States.
Yeah.
And there's ethnic nepotism, and you are replaced for cheaper workers. And if you guys are wondering, have you guys felt this? Customer service, pretty much service quality across the board is awful. This is a very big component of it.
Yeah.
There's definitely a supremacy thing with these H-1Bs and these workers, because you even see it this weekend on SNL. Aziz Ansari played Cash Patel, basically making fun of Cash Patel, calling him dumb. And the joke was Aziz Ansari at the podium saying, I'm making history. I'm a trailblazer making history as the first Indian to suck at his job. Everyone knows Indians are great at everything and so smart and great workers.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it going like, who said that?
He did.
Oh.
They say it. Yeah, they say it all the time. Like, you Americans, you don't know. India is the best. Number one. I mean, you want to get someone who really gets on a racist pedestal, go to Toolman. He spent a lot of time. I don't mean racist. I mean justified.
Yeah. No, I don't like them at all. I want them gone. You're giving us the facts to support why we should get rid of them.
Let me ask you, you guys think YouTube is better now? Do you guys, have run into the AI slop, right? You ever try and find a review of something these days? It's a top five list.
Yeah.
Where AI is doing it in broken English, which you're like, how does that even happen? A lot of these channels just come from these Indian bot.
Well, Instagram too. Like any Instagram video that's posted stamped with a white background and then the description is just a default description that AI wrote.
Yeah.
That's an Indian channel. I'll put money on it.
Yeah. Well, the silver lining here, even though this is really funny, I mean, your fish head wife doesn't have these cannons. I'm never going to forget that line.
You don't get a bonus unless you screw my brains out is one of the other quotes that she said, basically.
Yeah. This guy did not want to go to court. I guarantee you they would find verbatim where he quoted the pornography that he was spending most of his day on the job.
They didn't. They tried to do an investigation. He wouldn't give his cell phone. He wouldn't give his records.
No.
Like, no, don't check it.
I have the right to privacy. No, you're the one suing, making the allegation. So it should be really easy to find the fish head text.
It was crazy. On your phone. The things that he said. He even said one time that she was performing oral sex on him.
Against his will.
Against his will while he was crying.
Yeah, I know. That's right. She said, take it, you filthy packy. I said, I am not packy. And you remember, I was crying, but she was only because she had drugged me with the roofies and the boner pills.
That's what I was going to say.
Like, that's the only way this works. That's why I set it up like that.
But somehow I still remember it.
I do remember it. It was. It's not repressed trauma yet.
The roofies were not drunk.
No. I still remember her using a racial epithet that no one else has ever heard in their life.
Her roofies were as powerful as my wife's cannons.
Yes, exactly.
Non-existent.
But here's the thing. Maybe there's a silver lining here where we can shine a light on these issues. It's hurting a lot of Americans. We can always do better than someone like Chiriu Rana. Always do better. This idea that companies need them, they don't. They want cheaper. This idea that Indian workers are better than them, they're consistently not. This idea that Americans can't compete, it's just not true. You're being sold out to the lowest bidder.
Yeah.
In this instance. And yeah, this is one where I will get on board with those who, whatever you want to call them, the black pill. Republicans are not doing enough on this. And the rhetoric that we heard, one of the worst offenders, by the way, Elon Musk, as you well know, he stands to gain from it. Vivek, pretty bad at that. Donald Trump definitely screwed up with this. He kind of walked it back because good thing is he listens to his constituency. Republicans are not doing enough on this. Scrap H-1Bs, boom, done. Hey, it won't be any worse than what we have right now. Let's train up Americans. If you think they're not trained up, we have a deep talent pool right now. No more H-1Bs. Not reform. Scrap it. That's where we are. Oh, you're still here? And you're still watching this on YouTube? You've probably noticed something is missing by now. I'm not here. That's because the Live Daily Show is now streaming exclusively on Rumble weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Tune in there, where nothing is censored.